Welcome to Sasquatch Ate My Baby. I'm Dave. This is Kate.
Hi, friends.
And this is the very first mini episode.
Yay!
And spoiler alert.
Yeah. If you haven't seen the movie we're about to talk about since 1978.
Yes. Oh, and happy Halloween, because this is Halloween right now.
Yep.
That this is dropping.
Coming at you live.
Sure. Why not? So yeah, we're doing Halloween from 1978, you said?
Yep, starring Jamie Lee Curtis and Donald Pleasance?
I don't know. Written and directed by John Carpenter. He's the man. It's because he makes my favorite horror movie, The Thing. I found out in this movie some shit. Maybe I'll get into it later.
I'm trying to find that guy's name. John Pleasance.
That's who played Michael?
Or Donald Pleasance. Did I say John?
Maybe.
No, that was the guy who played...
The doctor?
Yeah, the doctor.
All right.
So, fun fact.
Hit me.
And this is, like, feminism equality. So, Jamie Lee Curtis, mm-hmm. who this movie blew her into stardom.
Right. It broke her.
Yeah, she became the screen queen, basically. She was paid $8,000 for this role.
Wow.
As, like, the lead. Donald Pleasance was paid $20,000. He also had the shortest amount of filming. He did all his scenes in 5 days.
Wow.
Mm-hmm.
Well, was he a more known actor?
Yes.
Well, and then there you go. He gets paid more.
Yeah, and they originally had a budget of $300,000. And yep. they had to bump it up to $325,000 just to accommodate his salary to get him.
And but that makes sense. He was a famous actor already.
Yeah.
So it makes sense that he gets paid more than her.
That's Did you not notice a that...
she was unknown.
Yeah, but she still had more scenes and did more work.
But she was still an unknown person. You got to pay your dues. You either got to pay your dues or blow Harvey Weinstein.
Well...
your choices.
Yeah. Did you notice that in the credits it said introducing Jamie Lee Curtis?
Did.
She had other roles, though, prior to that.
But was she, like...
like, she was huge. She was on a... she was a regular on a television show at the time.
Well, that's something then.
Yeah. And she also had to buy her own wardrobe.
she probably just had clothes already, yeah. right?
Well, I read that she spent $125 at JCPenney's. And I was like...
it's a lot of money, though. Back yeah, then.
I was like, but in my head, I was like, that's not a lot for an entire movie. But then I, like, tallied up how many outfits that she had in the movie, and it was only, like, two.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Outfits. That comes up later in the movie. I had a thought on.
Oh, really?
Yeah. But right. I don't know if we should go through this chronologically or if I should just say what I'm thinking right now.
Let's start by giving our listeners a short synopsis of the movie.
Good point.
Just in case they have never seen Halloween or Halloween 2 or 3 or 4 yes. or 5 or...
the remakes.
Yeah.
And the new one that came out in 2018 is supposed to be a direct sequel from this one. So I don't know if that cuts out 2 and 3.
No. It's not a direct sequel, the one that just came out. It's like Jamie Lee Curtis has grown up.
Yeah.
And a lot of the 2, 3, 4, and even the one that goes back.
Well, 3 was about witches. It wasn't even about Michael Myers.
That's a different movie completely.
Yeah, it was called Halloween 3, though.
I think that's a completely different movie theater.
It was called Halloween 3. Look it up. It was weird. Halloween 3, Night of the Witches or some shit. It doesn't make any sense. They just used the name Halloween to steal the spotlight and get their witch movie made, basically.
Yeah, I don't think they're related, though.
No, they're definitely not, but they're both...
they just happen to have the same name.
No, it is the same series of movies, but it's Halloween 3, Something of the Witch.
Oh.
You find it?
No, I'm going to look that up later, though.
Well, I'm going to look it up now because I need to be right.
Yeah, and then they had, like, Halloween H2O or
yeah.
H20.
Halloween Resurrection.
Yeah. But all those ones, not all of them, but, like, most of them follow the whole...
that one, Halloween 3, Season of the Witch.
Does it say that it's directly related to it, though?
I'll type in sequel to what?
There's probably two other Halloween seasons of The Witches. I don't know.
There's not. Okay, here you go. Halloween 3 season of The Witch. The sequel to that is Halloween 4, The Return of Michael Myers.
Oh. Okay.
So it's just they stole the name Halloween to make their movie more popular.
A lesser movie. And then they realized it didn't work, so they just brought Michael
Bring back. Bring back Austin Powers. So a synopsis.
Yeah, so
this movie stars Austin Powers or Wayne from Wayne's World.
Yeah.
Michael Myers.
So Michael Myers, he is a 6-year-old boy in 1963.
Yeah.
His sister is babysitting him, and she's getting freaky with her man.
Yeah, she's definitely banging that dude.
Yeah. There's no, you get no visual of Michael at all. You just kind of see
it's from his point of view,
but it's like a very well manicured woman's hand, not a child's hand, because they didn't have a child actor right away.
Is that what happened?
Yeah. So I think it's one of the writers of the script volunteered for it.
Nice.
So he climbs some stairs and then he kills. Well, you don't actually see any blood in this movie.
You see it on the knife when it cuts away from his point of view.
Yeah, but it's not a super gory movie.
No.
It's a lot more like suspense and
creep.
Yeah. I think this was. Well, get into that. Anyways, and then it cuts to 6-year-old Michael, and then he gets taken away to a mental institution for the next 15 years.
That's right.
Flash forward.
My turn.
15 years.
My turn?
Yeah.
All right. It's the doctor and a nurse, I guess, driving to the institute, talking about this guy, Michael Myers. And he has escaped.
Well, at first they're like, I didn't know that they let the patients out here.
Just wandering around.
Just wandering around like.
Outside of the institute. The fence,
yeah.
In the middle of the night.
Let's get out of the car.
Never get out of the car.
And then all of a sudden the hand smashes against the...
Oh, yeah. I guess the guy gets out to look around and then she's all scared in the car and he smashes it.
Yeah. So did you know that they, in order to get him to smash the window with his hand, they had to paint a wrench flesh colored and tape it to his hand?
Oh, that's smart.
Yeah.
I like it. That's why it broke so weird. It impacted on that one tiny spot on the wrench.
Yeah.
All right, that makes more sense.
Yeah. So that happens.
Mm-hmm.
And then we meet Jamie Lee Curtis.
And her name was...
Something I've already forgotten.
Something with an L, I think I
remember. Lori.
Lori, yeah.
Yeah, she's Lori.
Yeah.
She's a nice, quiet girl, and all her friends are sex-crazed fiends.
Sex and drugs and rock and roll.
Yeah.
And, yeah, she's... How does it open? She's just walking down the road doing the school?
Yeah, she's leaving her house, and she has to leave a key at the Myers house.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
And then she talks to the little boy she's going to babysit that night.
Mm-hmm.
And then she has some friends.
They do stuff.
Yeah, the little boy gets bullied by some, like, really weird kids. I would bully those kids, to be honest.
They're
boogeyman. I'm like, okay.
I don't know if, as we're going through this, I should be putting in my commentary on these scenes. Should I be? Or should we do that later?
Because
that's all I wrote was commentary.
Yeah, tell me. What was your commentary?
Well, we got to go back to the start then. Because when he was a little boy, he entered the house.
Okay, hold on.
Back door.
I'm going to finish the synopsis and then just do it real quick. Anyways, okay. So Lori's babysitting, pure, original, sweet girl. The friend's slutty friend babysitting same night, only does it so that she can have sex with her friend. And like,
well, that's her sister. They're just at home.
That's her sister?
Yeah. I think.
No, it's not, because she goes, I'm the only person this dog hates.
Yeah, so that's no, her sister's dog.
It's not
dog.
Her sister.
Okay, never mind. Doesn't matter in the movie anyway.
And she's also babysitting their other slutty friend, is doing some other thing.
She's with a dude.
Yeah, she's with a dude. So the other babysitter friend pawns her kid off on Lori, And mm-hmm. then
to go meet a guy.
To go meet a guy, gets murdered. The friends come to go meet that girl. They have sex. They get murdered. And then Michael comes after Lori and the children. Mm-hmm. And then they escape.
Simple synopsis, yes.
Yeah. So it's a lot more basic than I remembered it being, because I know so much more about the Halloween universe. And I was like, what do you mean this isn't happening?
Well, like, it never really... The best explanation as to why he targets Lori,
mm-hmm.
I mean, it's clear in the other movies because yeah, they're related.
Yeah, tells us, yeah.
But the Spoiler only... Alert. Yeah, whatever. I already said that. But the only reason he would do it if they weren't siblings
mm-hmm.
is because she went to his house
well,
and ditched the key.
No.
And he saw her through the window.
I think in the initial movie, because it was originally titled The Babysitter Murders, because he killed his sister originally, she was babysitting him.
Oh, so he just doesn't like babysitters.
Yeah.
So that's why he'd kill...
Yeah. So I think
what's
in the...
What's her name? Annie, too.
And then the world kind of evolved from there in the sequels. Yeah.
That makes a lot more sense, though. Yeah. They should have kept that title.
But if, then there wouldn't be Halloween 2.
If they were just
going
to make the one. Halloween 3, Season of the Witch. All right. Commentaries. Start of the movie, point of view of Michael.
Mm.
There's no back door on the house.
I didn't notice that.
Just walks in. Maybe there is, but the door's wide open. It's the middle of fall. What the fuck? Random thoughts.
Next scene.
Next scene, I just wrote that I love the creepy music.
Yeah, I like that too. It's pretty iconic now.
I also thought, how the hell does Michael know how to drive? And then
the
nurse even asks that. She's like, how does he know how to drive? He's like, well, he figured it out. They brought it up themselves, so I like that.
Yeah. I read elsewhere that they explained it away by, like, Dr. Loomis had driven him so many places, and there's only, like, a plexiglass thing that Michael would have observed, and, like, because he's, like, intelligent.
Is he?
I think he is.
I guess. I also wondered how he got his mask and mechanic coveralls, and then I found out he murdered a mechanic and robbed a store with a mask.
Yeah.
It all came up later.
Yeah, you're like, oh.
Yeah. I also said this move makes me want to smoke, because there was a cop smoking a pipe, and I used to smoke a pipe.
You don't still smoke a pipe?
I haven't smoked it in months.
Really? So it's kind of like that subliminal message thing that they taught us in health class. In
Every time I watch any movie where somebody's smoking a pipe, I want to smoke.
Interesting.
Yeah.
Interesting.
Let's see what else we got here. Annie yells at him when he's driving past them.
Oh, yeah.
He's like, why are you speeding? And he's going so slow.
Yeah, he's like, this is a school zone. I don't want to get a ticket.
Exactly. And they even, like, he's driving so slow, and then when he suddenly stops, they make it sound like he was going so fast that the tires screech. But he just really came to a nice little stop.
Yeah.
Oh, movies. I love them.
Mm-hmm.
Another problem I got, why the fuck are the trees so green in Illinois on Halloween?
Because they filmed it in the middle of spring.
Yeah, but, like, come on, guys.
So one
get your shit together.
One challenge that the movie, like, John Carpenter ran into... while filming this was because they were filming in spring, they couldn't find pumpkins.
Oh, wow.
They had trouble finding pumpkins. And then he actually had to, like, take leaves and, like, throw them on, like, lawns to make it look like it was fall.
And it was just green and lush and beautiful.
And it's also probably California.
The next thing I wrote after that is Mike is fast as fuck. I think that's when she was upstairs and looking down, and he was looking through the clotheslines.
Oh, and then she
just,
like,
a split second,
and
he was gone.
Yeah,
fast as fuck.
Yet every time you see him, he's like,
"I'm gonna take my time.
Yeah, I'll get there." I'm like, "Slow and steady wins the race."
She was carrying a pumpkin to her car, and the pumpkin disappeared. They kept talking about the pumpkin, but it wasn't nowhere to be found.
Oh, I didn't notice that either.
Got the mask from the hardware store. Oh, my favorite, John Carpenter's The Thing.
Mm-hmm.
The movie that the kids are watching is Howard Hawks' The Thing.
Oh, really?
Which is, I guess, it takes place, I looked it up, it takes place in the Arctic instead of down Antarctic.
Yeah.
And it's about an alien, same thing basically, but
yeah, it's just a remake that he's
yeah
done.
But it's not exactly the same, like there's not mutants and yeah. shit.
So he's kind of like he's playing homage to yeah. like something that he bought. So
but
another...
he hadn't even made the thing
yeah yet.
So it was really cool that he's like, oh, I would like that movie a lot, I'm gonna put it in this movie, and then I'm gonna remake it.
Well, another thing with this is, do you know how Jamie Lee Curtis got the role in this film?
Mm-mm.
So Jamie Lee Curtis's mother is, I don't remember her name, and I didn't bring any notes today, but she is the woman from Psycho, the other iconic
screaming. Oh, I read
screaming.
That. Yeah.
Yeah. So that's how Jamie Lee Curtis kind of like, it was an homage to Alfred Hitchcock in that kind of way. And then again, with the not a lot of bloody scenes, that's kind of an homage right. to Hitchcock as well. Like he more so does it like you kind of see a little bit of splatter and you see this, but it's not like gross.
Did you know in the remake of Psycho, the one with Vince Vaughn?
Yeah.
You can see the woman who gets killed in the shower.
Yeah.
You can see her butthole.
Can you?
Like... legit her hole.
That's not an homage to Hitchcock.
I think it was an accident, but it's still funny.
Oh no, I recently watched that movie actually.
Well, you should look for that butthole.
Yeah, I'll have to go back.
I need to see that.
Yeah.
Better go look. Next thought, why was the laundry room its own building at Annie's house?
I don't know. I like. I would be fine having mine like out in a garage or an outhouse. I wouldn't mind.
Seemed
having
weird.
It. Really? I would be okay with it.
And you already answered the question about clothing, because I thought that Annie and that girl were sisters, so I thought she was at home. That's why I wondered why she didn't have a change of clothes. Because she just started walking around in her underwear.
Yeah, and then threw on like a button-up
yeah.
shirt from the dad.
Yeah. Well, that makes more sense now. She didn't have a change of clothes.
Okay.
It was better when they were sisters.
You're welcome. No, because it makes her a worse, shittier babysitter because she's pawning it off. If you're pawning off your sister on your friend, like, that's fine.
Yeah,
fair but, enough. Like, you're being paid to be there and you're giving your kid to someone else. Like,
yeah, to go get laid.
Yeah. There was John Carpenter and I didn't bring notes, and I'm forgetting the woman who also worked on the screenplay's name.
Google it.
Yeah, yeah.
If you just want a screenplay name.
Well, the woman.
Yeah, who wrote Halloween.
Who wrote Halloween? It's probably up here. Like, I already technically have it up. Right, Deborah Hill? Deborah Hill.
Yeah, that sounds right.
Yeah, okay. So they, because it's been brought up, like, especially with Scream coming out, and Jamie Kennedy's character being like, oh, and like classic yeah. horror movies, like sex kills, but that's
yeah.
like, this is how
all
you survive.
Cliches.
Yeah. They didn't intend for it to be a like message for like purity and all that. It was just the friends just happened to be distracted.
Right.
And that's why they didn't survive. It's not because they were like doing sexy times, like don't have sex, kids.
But I bet a lot of people took it like
but
that.
But that's how it was interpreted. And that kind of became a running theme in
yeah.
horror movies. Like
cliche.
This kind of trendsetted, right?
Yeah.
And whereas Laurie was, she's a bookworm. She's kind of to herself. And that's why she's more vigilant. And that's like, again, why she can survive, right?
Yeah. Although Mike could have killed her a lot. If you really wanted to.
Uh-uh, he has not yet.
But he could have.
He's had like 20 movies worth of opportunities, and he still hasn't gotten her, so.
Like, I wrote my favorite thing. The best slash creepiest thing is, oh no, that's the wrong part. Okay, that's not the best part. I wrote it later. All right, but my favorite thing, or the creepiest thing, is when she finds all the dead bodies
mm-hmm.
in the house. And she's leaning against the door, and his face just kind of fades out of the blackness.
Mm.
And then he swings at her, totally yeah. misses, gets her in the arm, but he could have killed her.
Yeah. He was just trying to do some showmanship. He's yeah. like, I got to show off for my sister. I haven't seen her in 15 years. Like, she doesn't even know she's my sister yet.
Yeah.
I don't think John Carpenter knows that she's my sister yet either. So.
But the other thing I wrote here is when he kills the guy
mm-hmm.
and he stabs him through and pins him to the wall.
Yeah.
And, like, that's all great. But the creepiest thing there is he's just standing there and he goes like this. He's just kind of like...
Oh, that when he was moving his head?
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's so fucking creepy.
Yeah.
I loved it.
Because I actually thought about that too as I was watching it. As I was doing the movie. As I was watching it, because it kind of reminded me of a dog. Mm-hmm. Like when you make a high-pitched whistle where it's like, oh, what are you doing?
What the hell's going on
yeah.
here?
Yeah.
It was awesome.
Yeah. And I was like, that's primal. Like, he's interested. He's, like, trying to figure it out.
It's good shit.
Yeah.
It's very creepy.
Yeah.
He's very good at being creepy.
Yeah. Well, there's more than one Michael in this movie. Like, 6 different people played him at different points.
I mean, like, John Carpenter's good at making creepy movies.
Oh, okay. I thought you were talking about, like, the actor. And I was like...
he's creepy, too.
I'm like, I'm not sure which one that was, so I'm not sure who we're giving credit to.
Let's talk about after... Lori finds the bodies and she's running away. She runs outside. She goes to the neighbor. Mm-hmm. The neighbor looks out the window as she's screaming and crying, and they close the blinds and lock the door.
That's a shitty person.
What the fuck? Explain that to me.
Yeah, I think it would depend on like what neighborhood you're in. Like, but that neighborhood looked like
it was
one
a nice neighborhood
where you'd be like, "What the fuck? Shit's going down."
We should probably help this.
Yeah.
Girl.
Whereas if someone was doing that in my neighborhood, someone screaming like that, I'd be like, "I'm just
totally
gonna call
different
the police."
Thing.
Yeah. Like the other night, did I tell you that I ended up having to call the police on someone?
No, do tell.
Well, I was driving home from the podcast.
Excellent.
And our first tangent of the mini episode. It's not going to be so mini. So I was driving home from the podcast and I come around the corner of where my house is, and there's a guy and he's got 2 bikes. One of them sprawled in the middle of the road and the other one's like sprawled on the sidewalk, and he like tries to like flag down my car and like he looks like he's in distress kind of thing. But at the same time, I know it's, and I didn't see anyone else around, and I was like, I'm not stopping. I'm like,
yeah,
just 'cause it's my neighborhood. Then I went up and looked out through my window, and he was like, he was fucked up, like real fucked up. Like he was holding his head, jumping up and down, and he was like singing to himself and like staggering around. And then he was trying to, I think he was just trying to figure out how to like take one of his stolen bikes home when he has 2 bikes. Like he was just like,
he wanted a ride from you.
Yeah, I'm 90% sure that's what he was trying to flag me down for. And so I ended up having to like call him, and I was like, look, guys, like, it's not like a super emergency if you don't come. Like, this happens in our neighborhood all the time. I'm like, but maybe you should send someone to check it out just in case, like, he has, like, taken too much drugs or, like, mm-hmm. hit himself in the head somehow. Because he was, like, doing some weird motions and stuff. And I'm like, something's just not right. Like, just check it out kind of thing. And then the cop called me back later and he was like, hi, Kate. And I'm like, are we friends now? And he's like, well, we didn't find him because he ended up, like, driving away while I was talking to them.
Yeah.
And he was like, I'm surprised because I was in the neighborhood. And I was like, okay. I'm like I said, it's just weird. And I didn't want to stop my own car. So, like,
yeah.
I didn't need the follow-up. But cool. Thanks.
Thanks for the heads up, bud.
Next time, don't park in front of my house when you guys want to stake out our neighborhood for 5 hours either. Just putting in a request. So that's, like, if it was my neighborhood, that I wouldn't. Like.
But my neighborhood...
Yeah, your neighborhood, if someone
I'd be like,
was...
yeah, let's help this person.
Yeah, for sure.
Yeah.
So.
You should move.
We are. Soon. I'm really excited.
All right. Yep, read that. And then I just wrote, Mike cannot be killed.
Yeah.
It's fucking impossible, man.
Yeah. He is savage.
And then I just wrote that I dug the movie a lot.
Yeah, I was pretty into it. Although I was, like, and again, I was thinking of other plot holes, like, it's the Halloween universe is so complex at this point.
Yeah.
So I was a little bit disappointed that when it was over, I was like, that's it? Like, I thought there's more.
Well, there is.
Yeah.
So many more. Just avoid 3, mm-hmm. and you'll figure it out.
You know, now that I think of it, I feel like when I first started getting into horror movies, because I went through, like, a really creepy 13-year-old girl phase... I would rent them all, and I think I rented that witch one thinking that, like, oh, it's part of it, and then it was Season of the Witch, and I was like, this is stupid. And
yeah, apparently, like, it's really shitty too.
Yeah, and then I thought it was just a different series completely. And
yeah, they just tried to play off the fame.
Yeah, no thanks. No thank you. I'm okay. I appreciate it. Did we mention that the mask was just a
We might have mentioned that before we started recording.
It's a fun fact, guys, if you don't already know this super popular fact. Yeah. The Michael Myers mask is just a William Shatner mask painted white.
Yep.
And there was actually a couple other masks that they considered as well. But
yeah, I think I remember hearing about that.
Yeah, but I never actually wrote any of them down. And I was like, oh, that's cool. It could have been someone else. And one of them was someone I didn't even know. So
yeah, this one worked.
Yeah.
And it's iconic now.
Yeah.
You think William Shatner gets money for that?
No, I don't think so.
That's my likeness.
I wonder who he tries to sue. No, he's too Canadian.
Yeah. Well, it was only William Shatner in the first one. The rest were all just based off of
that original one. Yeah, but there's still it's a likeness of the likeness of.
Yeah.
I heard it from a friend of a friend of mine.
It's a really shitty likeness anyway to be just to start. Yeah, Michael Myers, Halloween, John Carpenter's Halloween. Two thumbs up from Dave.
Two pumpkins. Carved. With a candle.
Oh, shit. Mm-hmm. That's some fancy stuff. Mm-hmm. All right, well, I think that's mini enough for a mini episode.
All right. Bye, friends.